Hello and welcome. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 4th of February 2024. Hope you are well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Hope you've accomplished a lot this weekend. I have to admit, I haven't done as much gardening as I would have liked. My brother came down yesterday. We got this shed onto a solid stand and we did a few bits of weeding. Not as much as I would have liked at all, but the main reason for that, incredibly busy this weekend. My brother was a big help, of course, yesterday, I have to say. But today, it was the Seedy Sunday Seed Swap that goes on in Brighton. This is a seed swap event that I attend every year. And for me, it often signifies the start of the growing season. The seed swap event, good sign that we can start sowing seeds, especially down here on the South Coast where I'm located. And it was a really, I've got to say, really good day. I've got to admit, and I can say this behind the scenes, the actual seed swap event itself, held in Brighton Open Market, was much smaller than usual, and I felt it had a few stalls as well. The stalls were good, the seed swap itself was good, but I could have only gone around that within an hour. You know, it wouldn't have taken me long to go around everything, which, you know, it's interesting to think about and to think about for future events. I often go to many other big events, as you know, Gardener's World, RHS shows, etc., etc. And you can spend all day going around these events. The Seedy Sunday in the recent years, you'll struggle to make it a whole day. I mean, even before COVID, it was a good few hours and then you were done. But you know, changing times, I have to say. Nonetheless, I had to be there. I was trying to meet some of our listeners and some of you guys. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet any of you like I had planned, just due to timing and stuff. It's really annoying, really upsetting, because I really did want to see some of you. Just way it goes sometimes, but hopefully we'll make up for that in the future. But I was there for the Gardener's Question Time. I was on the panel with Kate Bradbury and Ruth as well from Brighton and Hove Organic Gardening Group. It was good experience, I've got to say, and I sat there. I was actually trying to record it. I haven't heard the audio yet to see if it's good enough to pot out. If it is, that's going to be great. But I was sat on the panel, expecting some interesting questions. I thought that we were going to have a few hard questions coming in that I couldn't answer. But on a whole, it seemed to do quite well. A lot of the wildlife customers came in. Kate Bradbury, of course, being a well-known wildlife gardener. So I think a lot of people were there to ask the wildlife questions. But they started coming in, were answering them, you know, and we did quite well. So one of the questions that stuck out in my mind, because I could confidently answer this one. There was a young lady who said she had an olive tree in a pot, but it hasn't thrived. And she admitted that. And as soon as she said this, she didn't do anything with it. As soon as she said that, I knew exactly what was going wrong. It needed a top dressing of compost and then a nice olive feed, which just would have helped the plant as well. I've got an olive tree out in my garden. It's very easy to forget about these trees because most trees don't need much care, but I'm sure with a good feed and a good layer of compost, it would have been pretty confident. There was a question about drought gardening, which, as you know, is one of my favourite things. I could answer that quite nicely because, well, it boils down to needing a lot more water butts, and grey water came up and things like that. And then it was gardening on a budget as well, which was also a really good question. I certainly think I could help with that. I think I got a bit too into it because I was answering the questions pretty sharpishly, but it was good fun. Good fun nonetheless. It's a shame it was just such a small classroom size group this year, but hey, as I said, it's changing time since COVID. I think a lot of these events, a lot of these shows have really struggled to cope with what they had before, which is something I think now, looking at it, I think it's something I need to address and think about as well. I often go to Gardener's World, spring, the main one, and the autumn one. Well, the autumn one I went to first time last year. So they always get my support. We went to the local show here in Littlehampton last year as well. That was a bit of fun, but I've never been to that before. But I think a lot of these shows, they do rely on our support. And I think even now they are still suffering after COVID. But we've got to go and show some support. Now, there was one event that I saw coming up that I'm hoping to do something with as well, called the Sustainability Festival. It's in One Garden, Falmer, Brighton, on the 28th of April 2024. I'm hoping we're going to be able to do something there as well. It's right up our street. I've made contact. Fingers crossed. We're going to get something out of that and see what we can do. Maybe we have a store, maybe we have talks and things like that. I don't know quite yet. I've spoken to Amanda briefly about it, but I think it's going to be something we can do a lot with to get our passion of growing our own sustainably in the future going. It's a lot of fun, a lot of interesting stuff going on. I think 2024 is going to be an amazing year for getting that message out, getting people growing, getting people gardening. Now, I'm a big fan, as you know, of going out to various garden sites, garden shows and things like that, just to experience the whole gardening community. It's very easy as gardeners just to focus on what we have here at our home, right at our front door. But getting out to these shows and events does help a lot with inspiration, especially if they're free shows or free events. I often go to some of our local gardens, which are often free to enter. And again, I come away with a lot of inspiration. Take a lot of photos, of course, as well. Added to that, there's also something else that I've literally just forgotten as I was talking to you about it. I've just remembered what it was now. I told you, these podcasts are very behind the scenes, aren't they? But the National Open Garden Scheme is something else I'm thinking about trying to apply our garden here into. It may not be go down well, may not be able to do it because of a dog, but it's something we could think about doing. National Open Garden Scheme, where one day a year you open your garden up and anybody can take a trail and walk around and see what is going on in your local area. I think this is a good place to go for inspiration as well. Let's not even go, it's go and see. I think it's going to be interesting if we can get into that and see what happens. Well, guys, my voice is struggling tonight. I've done a lot of talking, as I'm sure you can imagine. So I'm going to wrap this one up. We'll be back on Thursday where we sow in our first seed. I think we are, yes. So I will speak to you again then.